thing these people can do for their health?
Well, first of all, don't get another shot. It seems to be cumulative. If you look at Israel, Israel has the most vaccinated population, especially from the perspective of having four shots or three shots or even two shots. Israel, the funeral directors in Israel are reporting more than a 10x increase in death, and they're being overrun. They're not able to give everyone a proper burial. And according to Israeli officials, people are dying from Omicron. The only problem with that analysis is no one else is dying from Omicron. In other words, in South Africa, where it started, the doctors said it was easy to treat. In America, no one's dying from Omicron because it's easy to treat.
Right.
In my direct experience, most of my patients get better immediately with treatment. Right. And the reason why is, even though Omicron is much more infectious than the other variants, it's more infectious than measles, actually, but it only attacks the upper airway and not the lower airway. And so that's why the majority of people are not having complications. Now, so then the question is, why are Israelis dying from Omicron? Right. Well, could it be that there's something wrong with their immune system?
Right.
There are multiple peer-reviewed papers that describe how these substances that are being injected damage the innate immune system, damage your T cells, they damage your natural killer cells, they suppress tumor suppressor genes. So there's an immune deficiency here.
Right.
So yeah, for sure, if someone has an immune deficiency, they can die from a cold. They could die from Omicron. That's right. True. So in the most immunized country in the world, you're seeing amount of death that no one else is seeing.